I soon said to Wilfred Owen, don't believe their glorious lies, 'cause they've massacred most of our lost generation, and we shell-sharked are left to survive. Now the future looks dark, though the streets and the park will be filled with the fresh smell of babies, 'cause the bloodbath of war has drowned the world of before, every child of Victorian ladies. And our fathers told us the world can be won, and there's honor and glory in winning it, son. And if shedding your blood is the general's way, your youth is the price that you'll pay. So our childhood was marred by their lies and the hard facts of nurturing passions for violence, and the law that we broke as we stood up and spoke and ended an eon of silence. So safely locked up in a Scotch sanitarium, like two piranhas in a concrete aquarium, Wilfred and Siegfried mapped out how they'd try to fuck up the system from safely inside. And they'd hide their emotions and say they were sorry, volunteer for the front lines in search of the glory, and then scrape out the truth how the corpse of their youth was the food of their general's stories. When the armistice came in November, Wilfred was 7 days buried, and they carried the war heroes down London Street. There wasn't much of them to carry, and Siegfried Sassoon left his padded grey room and his doomsday recital behind him. The words etched in the walls of a room in Kew Hall for any old madman to find them. Now I'm all alone in the hospital room that introduced Wilfred to Siegfried Sassoon, and they come every morning and sweep out the gloom, but the nightmares still hide in the shadows, and there's ghosts here I know from 75 years ago, wheezing and coughing through my old accordion as a song from the walls of the Scotch sanitarium echoes around me tonight. Thank you.